Mr. Moderator, members of the panel, thank you for the opportunity to speak this evening. One of the many questions that must be considered is, do we need the energy that would be transmitted over this line? Consider that New Hampshire has an energy surplus producing 40% more than we consume, as clearly illustrated in the attached chart of New Hampshire energy consumption over the past 50 years, and that New England as a whole has an energy surplus of 18%. The math clearly illustrates that the energy need lies elsewhere, and I submit that the solution should be sought within those states that consume more than they produce, without decimating the quality of life or natural beauty of their neighbours. So no, we do not need this project in New Hampshire. Additionally, I refer you to page 3 of the 2009-2013 strategic plan published by Hydro-Québec, in which their stated objective is to increase generating capacity and increase exports. One way for Hydro-Québec to ensure an increase in their exports is to displace our local New England energy producers. The promise of 1,000 temporary jobs during the construction phase instead of real full-time employment opportunities is no benefit, no matter how it is packaged. Hydro-Québec has no allegiance to the people of New Hampshire. Their responsibility lies solely to their bottom line and to their investors. While we wait for Congress to develop a real long-term energy plan for the country, I would submit that supplanting a dependency on foreign oil for a dependency on foreign electricity is a flawed policy. So again, no, we do not need this project in New Hampshire. I humbly submit that the Department of Energy reject the application and deny the presidential permit. Thank you.